I would simply say it really is outrageous that they determined that 29 small refiners needed relief from their obligation in 2025. When you consider that 2025 was, there's no way that they could demonstrate that they were harmed economically in 2025. Even if they were, the money that they're making today, I guess, double, tripling, quadrupling their profits isn't sufficient. They feel like they need to get a waiver from this obligation to enhance their profitability even further. It's outrageous. It should have never happened. But in light that in the fact that it did, the administration taking this effort to make us whole is greatly appreciated.